Okay, so let's begin just by rejoicing that we spent the weekend together, having a lovely holiday with Tara. And let's dedicate all of this positive energy or positive potential for each and every living being. Okay, for those who are human beings and animals, hungry ghosts and hell beings, or gods and demigods, let's dedicate so that everybody can have peace in their lives, in their own heart, that everybody may be free of physical pain and illness, that people may be free of grief and the attachment that causes grief. May everybody be able to meet the Buddha's teachings, practice them earnestly, and actualize the result so that they become fully enlightened Buddhas. I bow down to the youthful Arya Manjushri, you lions amongst humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all you Buddhas visualized before me, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas numberless as atoms. Each admits a host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise for you, and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to bliss. Beautiful flowers and regal garlands, sweet music, scented oils and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfumes, sandalwood powder heaped high as Mount Meru, all wondrous offerings in spectacular array, I offer to you, victorious ones. With transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction in the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers here still training and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of the worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request, you who may actualize parinirvana, please stay with us for eons, numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created by paying homage, offering, and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddhas stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in the world of 10 directions, and all you gone to freedom in the past accept my offerings. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all the worlds in 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with Bodhisattvas, surrounded in Buddhas, gathered beneath the Bodhi tree. May as many beings as exist in 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives in all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the householder's life. Then, following in the footsteps of all Buddhas, and perfecting the practice of a bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical discipline, faultless and pure. May I teach the Dharma in the language of gods, in every language of spirits and nagas, of humans and of demons, and in the voice of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures this awakening mind. May I transverse all my lives in other world, free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces, such as the lotus is undisturbed by the water's wave, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky. May I ease the suffering in the lower realms and in the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of beings, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddhas, masters encircled by bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilizations, gathering limitless pristine wisdom and positive potential. On one atom I shall see Buddha field numberless of atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields. In an ocean of the three times Buddhas, in the space of a wisp of hair, so I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the speech of the Buddhas, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure eloquence of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the varied tendencies of beings. With strength of understanding, I plunge into the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma, all Buddhas and the three times gone to freedom, who continually turn the wheel of Dharma methods. I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into all the eons of the three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future, lions amongst humans, and with the power of the illusion-like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands, present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of complete awakening, those who reveal nirvana, final perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activities, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all-surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination, and through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I attain the perfect power of awakening, purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces, I shall perfect the power of the Bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds. May I free an ocean of beings. May I clearly see an ocean of Dharma. May I realize an ocean of supreme. May I purify an ocean of activities. May I fulfill an ocean of aspirations. May I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of beings. To awaken fully through this Bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times everywhere, in order to practice exactly as the wise one called Samantabhadra, all-embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate, just as the skillful Samantabhadra, with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fields, I shall give rise to the aspirations of Manjushri for this Bodhisattva practice of all-embracing good. Perfect these practices without discouragement or pause in all future eons. May my pure activities be endless, my good qualities boundless, and through abiding and immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space. Likewise, limitless are living beings. Thus, limitless are karma and afflictions. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to all the Buddhas all wealth and adornment of infinite worlds in the 10 directions. And one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world, even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for the highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the Bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the 5 boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the 3 worlds will make offerings. Going quick to the noble Bodhi tree and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces, they will awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is the fully ripened result comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding in mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the Bodhisattva practice. In order to train just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication, which is praised as greatest by the Buddhas gone to freedom in the 3 times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainments of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actually see the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception, for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful superlative lotus, in this joyful land, the Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction there, may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with a billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated by offering this practice, or Bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless positive potential by dedicating this practice of Rantavaja's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, how he wanders in samsara, through the accomplishment of this scripture dazzling with Samantabhaja's practice, may the suffering realms be utterly emptied of all beings.